Did you ever experience any actual air raids?
Well, we weren't bombed, but yes, there were air raids on all the time over Horsham, you know, and my mother just used to say, you know, they're on the way to London. We always told that, going over, they won't touch us. And where we lived in Eversfield Road, as I said just now, as the crow flies, not far away, a house, two houses, I think it was, in Orchard Road, were actually bombed. That's the nearest it got to us. But other than remembering waking up and a crack going right across our bedroom wall and my mother looking in to see if I was all right, I apparently slept through it. And as children do, we all trailed up there the next morning to look at the damage. I mean, I do remember, obviously, the air raid warning, which were really quite frightening. And you're all so relieved when the, you know, the all clear. And the instructions were always, if you were on the way to school and the siren went, you were to go into the nearest shelter, which was always quite good because I was always late. And if one went on the way to school, that was a wonderful excuse. And sometimes you'd come out and you'd find, like, shop windows had shattered and things of that. But in our road, I mean, there wasn't any damage. We had three air raid shelters built in the road, brick ones, which nobody ever went in. Gussy old things. And it was wonderful because we all played tennis balls against the wall. The boys drew cricket stumps on them. And we quite missed them when they knocked them down after the war, because we used to do handstands up these walls. And there was one air raid shelter on the tunnel as you come through from the park out into the subway. That was, and we used to, all the boys used to hide in there and make you jump as you came through.